Trump calls on FBI to investigate significant evidence of fraud in Michigan 2020 election, releases declassified files. By Olivia Rondo on July 16, 2026. President Donald Trump has called on the Department of Justice, DOJ, to investigate alleged voter fraud in Michigan during the 2020 election, revealing during his Thursday night address that the FBI uncovered criminal activity in a probe that was killed by the Biden administration. Trump's evening speech focused heavily on election integrity, culminating in a renewed request for Congress to finally pass the Save America Act. As the president delivered his remarks, the White House dropped a series of declassified documents showing that government agencies were aware of alleged attempts to influence the results of the race between Trump and former President Joe Biden. According to Trump, that set of documents proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems. They're vulnerable, and they're easily compromised. And people within our government knew that, he continued, before sharing that an intelligence assessment showed that adversaries of the United States, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise American elections. A portion of the declassified materials released by the White House revealed that the Michigan State Police uncovered fraudulent activity within a large-scale Democrat get-out-the-vote effort, and that the case was being investigated by the FBI. It is unclear who might have been prosecuted as a result. Even when significant evidence of fraud has been detected, it has been buried and covered up, Trump said. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, a corrupt group in Muskegon, and were so concerned by what they found. He continued, they were just so concerned they couldn't believe it. Actually, that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. According to the newly released files, canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registrations for people who did not exist, and received commission based on the number of applications that they produced in the form of monetary gift cards. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat, Trump stated. The FBI agents working on the cases believe that crimes were committed, yet the Biden Department of Justice slow-walked the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking the FBI director to ensure that the matter is fully investigated, and to work with the Department of Justice to prosecute those responsible for any crimes, the president added. The Michigan State Police first stated that it was examining irregularities in voter registration forms in Muskegon in October 2020, the Detroit News reported. Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel criticized Trump's speech on social media, writing, I liked this speech better when it was between a crematorium and an adult bookstore. He later released an official statement via the state party's X account, calling Trump's claims reckless and unfounded conspiracy theories. In Michigan, Republicans at every level have lined up behind Trump's attempt to undermine our elections and disenfranchise voters, Hertel wrote. While Republicans attack voting rights, Michigan Democrats remain steadfast in our commitment to protecting Michigan's elections and ensuring they remain secure, fair, and free. The FBI has yet to release a statement regarding Trump's call for renewed attention on Michigan. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.